I'm John Batchelor. To Long War Journal, Bill Raggio, the senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, keeps the Long War Journal watching the jihadists from the Hindu Kush to the Mediterranean and south to sub-Saharan Africa. And that is the headline that requires interpretation. Tuareg rebels, JNIM, each claim victory over Russia's Wagner Group in Mali. I welcome Bill to help us unpack this, because we're looking at a major development in sub-Saharan Africa. The Russian mercenaries and their allies in the Mali government have been successfully overrun by a combination of the jihad, Al-Qaeda, and the Tuareg, who are separate peoples from much of sub-Saharan Africa, and were responsible for driving the French Foreign Legion out some years back. Bill, a very good evening to you. Please help me understand this ambush. What was the scale of it? What do we know? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, this is a very interesting development. So the Malian Army and Wagner Group were operating in the very northern part of Mali, which is a very remote region, desert region. And they were operating in an area where they were primarily supported by air. The Tuaregs ambushed them, or that basically they cut off that air bridge, which caused them to have problems, caused the Wagner and the Malian military to have trouble. And then they launched their ambush, destroyed dozens of vehicles. Up to 80 Wagner fighters are reported to have been killed. I've seen 20 confirmed, several held hostage. It was a very, very significant event for Wagner. This is probably its biggest defeat outside of Ukraine, including those who were killed. One of them was a commander who fought in Ukraine. Another is thought to be the administrator of Gray Zone, which is a Wagner Telegram channel. And this is, you know, now not only the Tuaregs claim credit for this attack, but Al-Qaeda said that it ambushed the Russian troops as they were trying to flee the initial part of the attack. We don't know if Al-Qaeda and the Tuaregs cooperated in this attack. It's possible. I would say it's likely at the very best they deconflicted. Al-Qaeda and a faction of these Tuaregs are known to have operated closely in the past. And I would also say, John, that given that they shot a helicopter used by Wagner is said to have been shot down. And that is, you take the weapons that the Tuaregs can get their hands on from primarily from Libya, but other countries in Africa. It's a weapons bazaar out there. And then Al-Qaeda's expertise in doing this, they have a good track record of taking ground down aircraft, working with the Taliban, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, Al-Qaeda in Syria, and other places. And in Somalia, right, the Black Hawk Down incident goes back to almost, three decades now. It's very likely that there was some coordination. We don't have evidence of that. That's just my educated guess. But this is a situation that definitely bears watching.
And then you brought to my attention the London the Guardian from Manchester reporting. Ukraine's military intelligence agency has claimed it was involved in an ambush that killed fighters from Russia's Wagner Group in the West African nation of Mali, thousands of miles away from the front line in Ukraine. A Telegram channel linked to the Wagner leadership admitted the group had suffered heavy losses during fighting in Mali. Bill, Ukraine is participating in this in some fashion, propagandistic. Do we believe there were Ukrainians present? What do we know about exchange between Ukraine and Al-Qaeda and the Tuaregs? Is there a reason to believe they're in communication?
Yeah, I mean, clearly the Ukrainians have to be in communication with the Tuaregs. Like, this is one of those situations. So first, the GRU, which is Ukrainian and military intelligence, said that they gave the rebels, quote, necessary information and not just information, end quote. In order to carry out that operation. So they're at least passing intelligence. It's possible they provided weapons. It's possible that maybe an anti-aircraft missile might have been prided. Again, just speculating here, but I find that interesting in the statement. So they have to be operating with the Taurigs at the very least. You know, this is one of those situations where I'm not sure Ukraine understands what it's dealing with in this region. You want to get in bed with the Taurigs, you really have to be careful because of those associations with Al-Qaeda. And it's possible that Ukrainian intelligence is aware of this and just doesn't care. And it wants to get its licks on in on Wagner, who dealt the Ukrainians a massive defeat in Bakhmut 1 year ago. So, and that is, you know, looking for any and every opportunity to give the Russians a black eye, both at home and overseas. But if you're dealing with a group that is willing to deal with Al-Qaeda, this is a very, very dangerous game that is being played.
JNIM, that's Al-Qaeda's group for support of Islam and Muslims. I don't recall a great deal of activity from them, but clearly they've been busy. That means that Al-Qaeda is not the same wild children as ISIS. They're much more careful with their money and their personnel and their weaponry. Is there reason to believe that Tuareg and JNIM are working together, or are these just parallel units that came together at this ambush? Do we know?
We don't know. But we can speculate. And what we do know is that factions within the Tuaregs, one of them is, you know, one of these factions particularly has worked very closely with Al-Qaeda's branch, JNIM. Some of the reasons is to fight against Wagner, to fight against the Malian military, but also to fight against the Islamic State, which is also active in Mali and has targeted the Tuaregs. So that some of this relationship between the Tuaregs and Al-Qaeda, some of it is ideological, but most of it is probably more tactical and strategic, but it doesn't matter. They're in the same camp. And, you know, look, when groups are willing to deal with groups like Al-Qaeda, to deal with groups like the Islamic State, you really have to question any and all ties that you have with these organizations. And this is where, again, this is why it's a very dangerous game for the Ukrainians. Like, if they did indeed support this, sure, that's a great victory for the Ukrainians. Sure, they got their licks in on the Russians, but are they enabling a group that is willing to work closely with Al-Qaeda? That does not benefit anyone globally. It's just short-sighted, John.
Africa Corps, aka Wagner Group, moved into West Africa as the Americans were disinvited by the regime in Niger and a capital called Niamey, closing down two bases, one of which was a drone base, watching the jihadists in the area, and ISIS. They're both operating in this area. So we're looking at a convergence of killers, and the U.S. was providing intelligence to combat them. I'm told since then, Africa Corps has been responsible for mass casualties. They're not careful in their rules of engagement with what they call Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has now fired back. And Bill, this is a situation that's far from clear. It's total fog of war. Your reporting is very careful, and we don't want to go too far here. But we can easily expect that all three governments, Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mali, now are aware of the fact they're profoundly threatened by outsiders with high-end equipment, bringing down a helicopter, having the intelligence to run an ambush, and putting it all out on media requires a sophisticated organization. And there will be more. Is that your sense, Bill? This is the beginning round of a long string of battles.
Yes, and there have been battles in the past, and you were 100% correct, John. The Wagner does not operate under rules of engagement like the U.S. Right. or the French that was actively engaged in Mali, and they were kicked out by the Malian government after the junta. So, we could expect more of this. This was, and you nailed it, John, it's a sophisticated ambush. This wasn't just a squad or two that, you know, may have blown up a vehicle or two and, you know, took some pot shots. you had vehicles destroyed. You have, you know, possibly up to upwards of 80 Russian fighters killed. You had an aircraft shot down. Then you had a follow-up attack as they're retreating. It, you know, 15 prisoners taken at least. We don't know the number of Malayan troops that were killed, but at least we know at least seven of those were killed. This is something that that Wagner and that this anti-Western group of governments, Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mali, they have to be aware of this. Does this make them double down on working with Wagner, or does it cause them to come back to, you know, to the Western side to seek support? The problem is what the U.S. and the French were doing in the region just wasn't working. These groups were able to get a foothold and gain control of areas, like large areas of northern and some areas in central Mali are under control of either Al-Qaeda, the Tuaregs, or the Islamic State. And, you know, we're seeing that happen in Niger now. We're seeing it in Burkina Faso. This began under the watch of with the support of the French and the Americans. These governments decided to go another track and go with the Russians, and we're going to find out if that's going to be as a failure like it was with the U.S. and the French.
Bill Rajo of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies reporting on what we know about the ambush in Mali. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,